This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show is Jace. Our sponsors today, the Belleville Meat Market, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, Angler U, Bronze Roofing, Boyd's One Stop. All right, weather Galveston 81 on the island this morning, and those rain chances have gone down considerably. I hope somebody got some of that rain. It wasn't near what they said it was going to be, but anyway, today occasional showers with a thunderstorm possible. They're throwing in about a 40% chance of rain with a high of 87, south winds 10 to 20 for tonight. Cloudy early, some clearing expected late, low of 83, south-southeast winds 10 to 15. And for tomorrow, sunshine and clouds mixed with a high of 89 and south-southeast winds 10 to 20. So they may put these good wind numbers up, but we've been seeing some good calm days. We'll stick with that. I'm all for it. Looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have three of them. We have a high coming up at 7:56 a.m. It's a 1.3. That's coming off of a negative 0.4 last night. Low is at 12:28 p.m., a 1.1. Then a high at 4:12 p.m., a 1.2. So these daytime tides are fairly weak. 6:36 a.m. is sunrise. 8:15 p.m. sunset or moon phase, 1% coming off that new moon. All right, looking around the complex, winds are down right now. Now, down on the coast around Galveston, I'm showing anywhere from 19 at the pass down there and 18 at the north jetty. Now, inland, they're a lot calmer. Eagle Point shows a west wind at 3. Morgan's Point shows a west-southwest wind at 3. So, it's depends on where you're at. The offshore buoy out there showing a 22-mile-per-hour wind. Of course, that's closer to, you know, the thunderstorm activity. So we'll see how that works out. All right. Well, anyway, let's get our star leaderboard update real quick. And this is for the Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division. Two red tags weighed in so far. Gary Merchant of Houston and Nate Appella of Hallettsville. And then looking at the blue tag division, we have five tags so far. Five more to go to fill that division up. That's a transport boat Mercury Coastline package. We have Steve Isaacs, Mitchell Mays, Robbie Pratt, Brian Cook, and Alfred Williams. All have shown up with blue-tagged redfish. Looking at inshore division, sheephead leader right now, Eric Harper of Houston, 9 pounds, 10 ounces. Gaff top leader, Cherie Andrada, a 6'14". She's from Crosby. And looking at the new leader, took over the black drum, Jason Smith from Sour Lake, a 15-pound, 10-ounce black drum. And for the Hall Power Offshore Division, leader in Kingfish right now, a new leader this week, a 51-pound, 4-ounce kingfish that was caught by Leslie Maven of Grosbeck, Dorado, Cameron Hubner of Fulcher, 37-3. Ling and Kobe are right now as Danielle Grunewald of Freeport. That was a 56-pound, 15-ounce Ling, and in red snapper leader right now is Joseph Hansen of Rocheron, a 25-pound, 8-ounce red snapper. All right, let's get to the phones now. Let's head over to Sabine Lake, and let's check in with a good friend, Captain Bill Watkins, see how he's percolating this morning. Good morning, Bill. How's it going?
Oh, it's going okay, buddy.
You getting any better?
Going okay. Yeah.
That medicine
yeah,
actually
pretty well over it. Oh, yes. Yeah, $668.
Well, for that price, you ought to be tap dancing on a water tower somewhere this morning.
I'm pretty well able to do that right now. That's some amazing stuff. But, it's all good. Going fishing tomorrow, actually.
Yeah.
So, I did bag out on Friday, but I mean, the weather didn't do what they said it was going to do.
Never does.
It never does.
I mean, I've never seen such inconsistency in weather predictions. And that's all it is predictions. I mean, it's, you know, you'd think by this day and age with all the computer technology and enhancement and AI and all these smart people getting their degrees in this, they'd be able to nail it down a little better than they do. And that's part of being a meteorologist. It's weather is unpredictable.
We've got a weatherman over here in Beaumont that's really, really good, and I'm going to start just paying attention to him, and Noah's going out the door. they can't get it right.
Well, I felt so foolish yesterday reading off the forecast that I had in front of me. Both of them were exactly the same, and I'm looking at radar, and I'm going, you know, this stuff's in the Gulf, and it's drifting south away from us. I guess we're going to get some daytime heating and get them all to, you know, come inland. But, man, there was a few, don't get me wrong, but nothing like they had predicted with street flooding and, you know, the drill.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday afternoon late, I got a little shower, thunder shower, right at dark. And that was it. You know, it's like, what in the world? I mean.
Yeah, there was a lot of rain between you and me, you know, drifting to the north. Went up through Liberty County and all up that way and towards Kingwood.
Yeah.
But I sat out on the porch and watched a light show to the north of me. But I had two come across the bay and they split me. I had a trace. I had a nice 15-second shower.
Man, umbrella
I'm
point.
So
oh,
excited. I watched those two storms coming across the bay. I said, finally, I'm going to get nailed. And, well, umbrella point. Now I know why they named it that. One went north of me and one went just, you know, west of me. Just, here we go.
That's funny. It really
didn't knock the dust down, man.
Yeah, I think hopefully, and it's, you know, for Sunday, it's supposed to be 30%. So,
yeah,
it's
supposed
calming
to be
right back down. Now, guess what? It'll probably rain cats and dogs.
It might. Hey, I've had some of the worst storms on 20% days.
But I think I'm going to just, you know, I'm going to start canceling at the ramp again.
You got to. I mean, it's so hard to.
Yeah, that's just impossible. If they want to bag out, I'll let them. But my policy is going to just be, let's go to the ramp. And see
either that, or I, you know, just get up a little earlier and keep an eye on radar, and then give them a call, make the call ahead of time. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, you can look at the radar and be your own weatherman.
Sure.
The live-action radar is, that's the best thing since we've had anything. It's great. And I do that some mornings. I'll get up at, get up at 4 or 4:30 and call those folks and say, hey, it's booming and banging down there. It looks like it's going to be that way all morning. Mm-hmm. And that way you can, that's another option you've got. But from now on, unless people are coming in from way out of town, and, a couple of these guys are coming from way off, like San Antonio.
Yep.
So that I give them an opportunity to beg out, because they don't know what to do, and I don't really know what to do either.
No.
So it's a gamble. Either way you do it.
Now, the best thing is that they're good at. They're pretty good on these hurricanes. They're pretty good on nailing those down.
They can do that. But and I sure don't want to tangle with a hurricane.
No, it's been quiet, and I want to keep it that way.
Tangling with one of those is not a good outcome.
For anybody.
Excuse me just a second here. I had to call. But it's the fishing is going to be good here. Now, I'm just told yesterday, my son called me and told me they're pulling Rayburn down.
They are. I was talking to Randy the other morning. They are dropping it good.
Yep, pulling it 10 feet down.
Yeah, they've got to finish repairing that dam.
Yeah, which they shouldn't have done at the same time they did it. That was, they guessed wrong on the weather, but hey, they can't figure it out either. He said they're actually pulling it, and it's down, a couple of 3 feet already.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they dropped that lake about 2.5-3 feet in the last 2 weeks. That's a lot of water,
That's a lot of water.
Well, it's good that Steinhagen can take it, where it goes through Dam B, but they call it Steinhagen now.
Yeah, and that's going to put a lot of fresh water down here. But right now, if the Sabine is down, that's not gonna hurt us at all.
No.
One river we can take. Both pulling bank to bank, that's a whole other issue. So we're salting back up and everything's working. The ship channel's almost green, and it's doing, everything's pretty right now. A friend of mine texted me a picture of a 23-inch trout that one of his folks caught. That's a pretty fish. So, they're out there. You just gotta stumble across the right one.
Yeah, got some photos sent to me yesterday from down south. One was a 33-inch trout, another one 31.5, and I mean, man.
That's a honker.
Those are good ones, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
not a lot of weight on them this time of year. They're kind of...
No.
Then I did get a photo of one trout. It was 28 inches, and it looked like a lizard fish. Skinniest trout I've ever seen in my life. That thing probably didn't weigh 4 pounds, man.
He may have been caught too many times.
I don't know. Something bad genetics.
So, what do you think that 33-inch trout weighed?
I don't know, man. It this time of year, I'll give it 9 pounds from what I saw with the photo, but he was shoving it through the lens, too. And I don't know why they do that. When you've got a big fish like that, you don't have to.
You don't have
it
to.
Through the, no, it just it ruins
no,
the photo.
Don't.
It's hard to get scale when you got... You don't know what size the person is that's holding it anyway, and then when they shove it through the camera lens, it messes everything up. Yeah, you could tell if it's one fish, no doubt.
One that long, you don't need to do that.
No, you don't.
Just go ahead and
everybody holds the fish different these days than we used to. We used to hold them straight up and down, you know, behind the head. Everybody puts them on a boga now, on the bottom lip, and then pushes it out through the lens with their hand under the belly or the anal fin, and it makes these fish look way bigger than they really are.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good way to take a photo if you've got a smaller fish.
Yeah.
I'd be proud of one 33 inches. I've caught one like that in a long time.
That fish would have had a tag in it and going to the taxidermy.
Yeah, that's true.
It served
its
purpose.
I would have been right proud of that.
That's a very mature fish to be that long.
Yes. Man, oh man.
And really the only way you can tell the age of that fish is to kill him anyway and cut his head open and pull the otolith out of it and count the rings, baby, just like cutting a tree down.
Yes.
Let me knock this break out, Bill. You got time to hang on a minute?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hang on, buddy. I'm going to knock out a break. I'll be right back at you. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop for great A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken. Easy to find right in downtown Belleville. Stop in. Check out their smoked sausage samples. They're available daily in the store with a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. That's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with bulk pricing available on fresh ground beef and pecan smoked sausage, homemade hot dogs, original or with cheddar cheese, hamburger patties, stuffed pork tenderloin, stuffed peppers, stuffed mushrooms. Let the Belleville Meat Market be your backyard barbecue block party headquarters. And their new Chuck Wagon patties, check them out. These are half-pound beef patties seasoned and loaded with cheddar cheese. And try their grab-and-go snacking products like beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and dry sticks. Those are really good, too. And their wild game processing facility, they're open year-round. And check out their new sausage recipe available. It's really good. You got to try it. The Belleville celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 4:20 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill Watkins, we are back.
All right, I'm here with you, buddy.
Well, the future looks pretty good for us here on the Upper Coast, you know, without any more disasters. I mean, things are starting to perk up and look up.
Yeah, I sure hope we don't get any more disasters.
You know, we're starting to get a little bit of a redfish run going now, you know, with this hot weather, and they're just kind of showing up, like, where they all been? And a lot of good slot reds being caught now instead of just undersized and bulls mostly. So,
you know,
that's encouraging. That'll cut the edge off.
Yeah, a friend of mine said that he caught some reds, didn't say how many, but he got on a few redfish, I think the day before yesterday. So that's kind of encouraging. I've not seen the redfish. I mean, they have been totally...
It's been that kind of year, you know? Even Charlie and Matagorda and, you know, Tommy and Bink and all of them telling me the same thing, same here. You'll stumble up on one or two here and there, but...
That's it.
But now they're starting to kind of ball up a little bit in school and... You know, August is always a really good month for us on schooling reds anyway, you know, working those big schools of slot reds.
Yeah, and that may be due to happen here, too. It's always been that way, but
yeah,
I don't know. I did fish some birds here for a couple of days, and there was a lot of nice trout in those schools.
Right.
And, gaff top, but no reds, none. And that blew my mind. I thought, wow. And it was shrimp that they were after, mostly feeding on shrimp. I don't know whether it was white shrimp or brown shrimp. I'm not sure.
But, probably brownies this time of year, from what I see.
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah.
I did have one cough up a pretty good fresh shrimp on the deck, but I could have really didn't take time to, we were so busy at the point, you know, trying to catch them, and they were moving really fast, but most of those trout were 15 to 17 inches. I mean, you talk about some nice school trout.
Yeah.
They kind of had moved up above the Causeway Bridge in that area, but I don't think that's probably all done now. But they'll show back up.
Yeah.
You just have to get out there on the right day.
You know, but everything, seeing the big schools of, giant schools of shad this year like I normally do. You know, you see a few of them, but I mean those good, you know, big old living room size balls of shad and everything, and boy, I like it when that happens. I love that kind of fishing. They'll just get in open water, not even have to be on shell or anything, and boy, those trout will just ambush them, and it's fun chasing those shad balls around, catching nice trout out of them, man.
Yeah, I haven't quite seen that yet.
I hadn't either.
And I'm seeing on my graph, while I'm sitting still, 7, 8, 10 foot of water, I'm seeing those look like shad balls going through, but right. I haven't seen them on the surface. But maybe that's because water hadn't heated up enough yet.
You hit the nail on the head on my theory. I think once that water gets hotter and that we get a depletion of oxygen, then they'll start coming to the surface real good trying to get that oxygen. And then they're their worst enemy. They'll all ball up together and just deplete all the oxygen in the water, and they just start dying off.
Yeah.
Birds have a field day. And, you know, it's weird. Those trout and red, they won't eat those dead shad floating around. They want live ones. They want live.
No.
Live stuff. They want movement.
No, that's true. That would be a rare thing to see them pick off, you know, dead ones that's falling, you know, laying on top of the water.
Right.
They won't hardly eat that. But, you know, when you've got bait that's plentiful like that, they're pretty well going to eat the live ones or the ones that's crippled, you know. And but still, white has been my color. It's white. Bone diamond, mm-hmm. White eyes, you know, those kind of colors with a preferably with a yellow tail, but, you know, or a lion truce tail. I've been throwing that, and it's been very reliable. Now, up in the day, when the water clears up a little bit,
yeah,
you can catch them on, you know, the chicken or anything that's got a lot of bling to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's you know, clear bait with lots of sparkle, and I just got in some lemon ice.
Yeah, I like those. I call those lemon drops.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, that's a pretty bait.
Man, I think it was in like 2014, that Little John lemon drop in November and December. I don't know how many huge trout we caught off that bait, you know, in the back of Trinity Bay.
Oh, yeah.
We had all those big fish stacked back there. Man, they wanted that lemon drop big time, man.
Yeah, buddy.
That water was just as pretty as it could be, so go figure. You know, just air clear water, and they were smoking that bait. They were nuking it.
Yeah, I got one package in. I thought, well, this is going to be exciting. I was totally out of those.
Yeah.
So I'm fixing to put it to work. Actually, tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah, I bet so. You know, when the water clarity gets pretty good, it can be kind of brown clear over here, and
that tannic look.
Yeah, they'll smoke that. They like it. And
some of my best catches over there in that kind of water you're talking about. You run it, and you look at it, and go, man, this water's kind of brown looking. Drop a lure in it, and you see it 2 or 3 feet down. I said, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Man, yes, big trout like that water like that.
They do. They actually do. And that K. Wiggler ball tail and bone diamond, that's been real good. And that's my two reliables right now. I mean,
right.
I can just take those and catch them.
You know, the other day, paddle tails were working better for me than anything else.
Yeah, occasionally, we'll have somebody in the boat puts on a paddle tail. And somebody put on a Bass Assassin with a 3 or 4 inch bait with a kind of a curl tail on it. What do you call that? Yeah, what was that?
Man,
called?
I don't know. I can't stay up with everything. I don't have any like that. I know Gulp has a curl tail like that. That's real good under a popping cork.
But that guy came out with a Bass Assassin.
Yeah,
it was an old package that he had, and he got consecutive bites pretty fast. Mm. You know, the rest of us were sitting around with our finger in our ear, and he was really smoking.
I'm glad you said ear.
Yeah, I try not to talk like that.
I know. It's, I'm glad. I appreciate it too.
At times.
No dumb buttons.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Well, Bill, I'm glad you're getting better. I'm glad that medicine's working and you can
live
the fish another day, man.
Yeah, I felt like
Did your wife catch it from you?
Nope.
Isn't that something?
No.
That's good. That's a good thing.
No, she's going to be okay, I think.
Well, you've been fishing hard, too. You run yourself down and got your resistance down, too.
Yeah, probably so. Plus, I've been dealing with that hip injury there, or whatever it is, you know, crippling around with a walking stick.
Hell to get old, boy.
Yes, sir, it is.
That's part of the game, brother. All right, Bill. Somebody wants to come over and fish with you, man. Give them some info how they can reach you.
Just call me at 409-673-9211. That'll get you there.
Well, Bill, have a good weekend. Catch them up tomorrow, man.
Yes, sir. Will do.
We'll see you. All right, thank you. Later. All right. Well, you know, folks, AnglerU is committed to steadily expanding their library of videos. They cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. Weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers with decades of experience. And they're steadily expanding their library of videos. They cover all topics and their archive. That way you can see patterns over time. And educational videos with instructional topics covering all aspects of saltwater fishing, for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, and tarpon. Whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking, go to AnglerU.com. You can become a member today and receive great discounts from partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. This will save you a ton of money. Go to AnglerU.com. That's AnglerU.com and improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it is 4:34 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go up to Conroe to check in with our good friend, the fish dude. Richard, good morning. What's happening?
Not a lot, Mickey. How you doing this morning?
Man, I'm here, buddy. I'm percolating. That's all that matters.
I heard that. Well, I'll tell you what, this rain is keeping it kind of cool for July. I'll tell you what, that's pretty good. I like it.
Speak for yourself. It's been hot down here, man.
Man, I'll tell you what, it's up here, it's been fairly nice. Like yesterday evening, got almost 3/4 inch of rain, so it kind of cooled everything
I was
down
watching that
bit.
Lightning up your way.
Yeah,
going,
buddy.
Man. I was praying
hard.
For rain and couldn't get a drop, man.
Isn't that something? That's crazy. Yep. But it's up here, it's staying pretty damp. It's, like I say, it's keeping it fairly cool. You know, it's about 75 or 76, 77 degrees this morning.
Yep.
But it ain't too bad up here. Got a little bit of a wind. Looks like it's a little bit overcast and stuff like that. So it's, what's weird is it's like those hybrids. You kept 10 of them yesterday and had I think we had like 40 catfish on top of that.
Dang.
One big old giant rascal, too.
I saw that big pounds. Cat that guy was holding up. That was, what, about 35, 40 pounds?
He's about 38 pounds is what he was
that's,
on my boat.
Close
anyway.
Enough. That's enough.
Yes, sir.
That's a good one.
You ain't lying. That's something. You know, what tickles me is people will hook into them big fish like that.
Right.
And I use spinning tackle, right? So I'm not using any heavy rods and reels and
right.
stuff like that. It's all pretty much light action stuff. And they'll hook on to them, and that fish, they'll drag out 20 yards of line real quick, and they're sitting there trying to crank. It's like, just hang on to him. Just let him
wait
pull that line
out. Wait till the
drag
starts going out, stops going out, and then reel the line back. I know.
Yeah, that's it. I'll tell you what.
Reel screaming and line's leaving the reel, and they're turning the handle.
Exactly. Just let
Isn't
him pull.
Isn't that
kind of
like being
work.
Stuck in a mud hole?
Yeah, and keep spinning your tires. That's it. Because them rascals, I mean, it's fun to watch. And then, you know, also just teaching people, hey, just hang on to him while he's pulling. You just keep some tension on him. Let him go jerking that drag out of there. And finally, he'll slow down and turn and come back to you. And then whenever he comes back to you, start making up some of that line. But till then, you ain't doing nothing but spinning your wheels. I mean, it's just.
That's it.
You're sitting there just cranking on it, you know. And it's funny as heck to watch him.
Got
you know?
A cat.
And
got a cat.
That's it. And I mean, it's always at the very beginning, whenever somebody hooks into one of the big things, I know instantly that's what it is.
Yeah.
And you know, it'd take a couple of minutes, 2, 3, 4, or 5 minutes to get him in. And it's like, okay, just keep pulling on him, keep wearing him down, and don't let him get you around nothing. You know, you even, like you can control it, right? But because there's a bunch of stumps out there that'll wrap around and things like that. As long as you keep that pressure on him, you can keep him coming back your way. It just got to wear them rascals down. And once you get them wore down, they'll start, them bigger ones, they'll start blowing bubbles up. And that's when you know, because they start relieving that air bladder, and you'll see those big old bubbles popping up. And you can kind of tell how big the fish is from just the size of the bubbles that come up. You know, it's just fun to watch them. And after all the years of doing it, you know, I pretty much know. Like whenever he hooked into that thing yesterday, I said, that's at least a 25. And then whenever when he got a little closer and started blowing them bubbles out, I told him, no, it's between 30 and 40.
Yeah.
And then he come out and I said, yeah, that looks like a 40. So it's, you know, it just, them big suckers, they are just tough as they can be. But on those big ones like that, I always just catch them, release them anyway, because they're kind of like them big bull reds. You know, they're fun to fight. They're good picture fish, but when it comes to table fare, they're not very good.
Let them make babies. Turn them loose.
Yeah, buddy. That's the way I look at it. But, you know, the hybrids, you know, them rascals, I can't believe they're hanging in as long as they are this year, because normally, you know, we're normally about the middle of July, they just shut off. I mean, they will not bite. And then, you know, like right now with this overcast and stuff like that, that kind of changes them a little bit, because they don't want to bite as well when it's overcast. For some reason, they love that sun. So it's when that sun pops out, they usually bite pretty good. But whenever it's overcast like this, they kind of scatter throughout the water column instead of kind of maintaining a certain depth.
Right.
And then one thing I noticed yesterday was a lot of my shad were starting to die when I get them down there. You know, most of these hybrids have been running about 20 foot deep lately. Well, yesterday when I dropped the bait down there in 20 foot, they were dying. So that means that thermocline's coming in there. And I hadn't been able to pick it up on my depth finder yet. But, you know, it's in there somewhere, because when I bring them up to about 18 feet deep, then the shad were staying alive. So that's I've been fishing, you know, like yesterday we fished pretty much 16 to 18 feet deep. Shad were staying alive. Fish were biting. When I dropped to 20, the shad would die on me, and the fish would bite every once in a while. And that was it.
Right.
So it's, you know, like I say, it's just paying attention to all that stuff, the cloud cover, the thermocline, different things like that. Once you get it all figured out, drop your bait down there and leave it. Them rascals, they'll show up real good whenever you get in the right spot. There ain't no doubt about it. I mean, that's a normal thing. And then, like, right now with those catfish, they're, you know, I'm still catching a bunch of little ones out on my deeper stuff. The bigger ones are all up on the shallower end, up on the north end of the lake. So it's telling me there's still some spawning. Yesterday, when I cleaned most of them, there wasn't that many that had eggs in them, but they were still some that were loaded down with eggs. So that's like those catfish are still trying to spawn up there on the north end. And that's the main thing, just staying on top of them rascals and figuring out where they are in the spawn. I really hadn't even got to hit any brim this year much. So it's been yesterday I was noticing some beds in a couple of areas, and it looked like there were a few fish on them. I just hadn't had a chance to focus on them and try to catch them. You know, trying to do everything else and keep up with everything else, and then jumping on them brim.
It's hard
too.
To jump on them brim when you got them hybrids biting and catfish biting like that.
I guarantee you, because I don't want to back down on them hybrids, that's for sure. When them rascals are, when they're biting good, I want to keep it up. Just don't back down off of them. Just keep the pressure on them for a while. Because I know it's just not long they're going to give up on me. It's
right.
One of them things. It's just, it's inevitable. It's coming. But it's, as long as it stays cool out, I'm really glad that everything's holding up. It's like right now the water temperature's 88, so. It's still up there, but it's not, you know, it's not in the low 90s like it normally is this time of year. Because this time of year, a lot of times it'll be 90, 93, 94 degree water temps.
Mm.
And it's, you know, hanging below that 90 mark. So I think that's probably why those dang old hybrids are doing as good as they are, because the water temperature just hasn't gotten up like that yet. So, but it's on its way. There ain't no doubt. We got August right around the corner. So. It's if it rains in August, that's going to be a miracle. You know, that's going to be, that's one of them things that's just almost non-existent every year is August rain. But, and then usually Labor Day, first, second week of Labor Day, we start to get our first cold fronts in, stuff like that. And that's
makes
a big
dove
difference.
Season. Dove season is going to rain.
there ain't no doubt. Here. I guarantee you, you know, it's like early, you got early teal and stuff like that coming in September. Last time I did an early teal hunt, I lost a dog and got ate up by mosquitoes. So it's like, good night. You know, it's one of those things.
That's
so,
par for the course, teal hunting, man.
Oh, I know. I figured out, you know, teal hunting, don't take, and that early teal, don't ever take your dog out there. You go get your birds, because especially up here, I always hunted Trinity River up here above the lake, and I mean, good night. Them alligators, they love them dogs that time of year. And ain't nothing you can do. I mean, they'll walk off, and if they walk off and run across the right gator, he's going to eat it. I mean, that's just, ain't a dang thing you can do about it. Them sunguns, and you never even know the gator's there either, so that's what's so bad. And them dogs don't either. That's just, they just kind of stumble up on them. Because I looked for that last dog that I had up here for 3 weeks trying to get that thing back. And it was on the island, so I, you know, out in the middle of nowhere. And it's like, okay, this little island's a quarter mile wide and about 600 yards long. So I know dang good and well the dog just didn't go anywhere. And it's just, I never found that dog. I don't know what that, it had to be a gator got it. I mean, that's all I could figure.
That happens a lot. People don't realize.
I tell you what, it's horrible too. I mean, good night, them dang things. You know, you try to, especially as much work as you put in with a dog over the years, you know, training them up and just getting them ready to go. And then like this one, that just, What was so bad about this one, it was gunshine. I'd been working with that dog all summer long. I'm tired of my hip and just go to blasting and stuff like that, just and making her sit there and just doing everything you're supposed to do to make them handle it. And she got to where she could take about 15 or 20 rounds, and then she got to go. And that's what she did. She kept trying to slip off the end because we were boat hunting, you know, weren't blind hunting. We're hunting in the boat in a bunch of reeds and stuff.
Yeah.
And she just slipped off the nose of the boat right before we got ready to leave. And I said, well, Foot, I'll get her in a minute. And then we get everything picked up and go looking for the dog and couldn't find it. So it's like, I don't know.
Gator
and it's
bait.
Like, I put flyers up everywhere. I did all kinds of stuff trying to find that dang dog and never did find it. So, and it's, I mean, that's what's so bad about it. But the warmer part of the year, that's what them gators are still out. You just got to watch them, you know. And, you know, once it starts cooling down, they kind of go into hibernation or whatever they do. But it's just them rascals early till. I told myself after that one, I said, I'll never do it again. Because it's just, like I say, it's too hard spending all that time and effort training a dog, and then you end up losing the dang thing. So it's horrible. But, you know, dove season, you ain't got to worry about gators dove season. So that's a good thing. You know, and that's one thing I hadn't done in a while myself anyways.
People with these dogs that use them during dove until they need to start working these dogs now in this heat. Not in the middle of the day, but getting them accustomed to running around in it, because I've seen a lot of dogs overwhelmed with heat exhaustion and die on dove hunts when it's hot like that.
I guarantee you they will. You know, you got to get them acclimated to that weather and stuff like that. And it's one of those things. It's like a buddy of mine. He used to have one that, I mean, she would hunt with anybody. I hunted her so many times. And, she'd go in and she would not quit. She would literally kill herself trying to get the birds. You know,
they will.
I mean, that's just what they live for. And she wasn't going to back down at all. I mean, it's one of them things where, like, he used to take her dove hunting and his son would be shooting them birds over a pond and send her out there after them birds. And he finally told her, he said, you know, you're going to have to quit shooting them over that water. You're going to drown my dog.
Yeah.
And he kept on doing it. He says, all right. He went and put the dog up. He says, now you go get them.
Yeah, you swim out there and get them.
You swim out there and get them. I mean, he done wore that dog smooth out.
Exactly.
You just got to pay attention to them, because I guarantee you will hurt them in a bad way if you don't do it. You know, and then like all you right. say, the heat.
Well, it's time to roll, brother. If somebody wants to get with you, send them out some info. Richard, they can come up and get them a big old cat.
There you go. All right, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, Richard, have a good day, man. Catch him up.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
See you, bud. Later.
All right, bye.
All right, let's hop down to Matagorda now and check in with Captain Charlie Paradosky. Charlie P., good morning. What's up?
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
Well, I'm resting up this weekend, not fishing.
Good. That's good.
Yep. I'll get back at it Monday.
Well.
But everything's okay over here. I weighed fish Wednesday and had some of my better wade fishermen tell we caught fish all morning.
Good.
It was good. Couldn't find them redfish. We only caught one, but everywhere we went, we caught, you know, 17 to 20-inch trout, nothing big.
Yeah.
In the bed, we left real early.
For nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah. And we left early, and the best was before the sun came up. You know, we were catching good on top orders, and then when that sun came up, they got smaller and moved to another area and got back into those 17, 18, 19-inch trout again.
Right.
But it seems like for the last 3 or 4 weeks, Thursday and Friday have been the best 2 days of the week to fish, you know.
Well, might have you a pattern there.
Yeah, well, it doesn't last.
Anybody ever weather. Get to surf when it calmed down this week?
Yeah, Thursday, I talked to one of the guys, got to surf, got the reds at the jetties and the trout to surf. That was out of the boat. And then I'm pretty sure that yesterday morning, Mickey, they got them in the surf because it was calm.
Right.
I just didn't talk to anybody. The only person I talked to was Tommy, and and he caught them, you know, out of the boat in East Bay, and he did tell me about 9 o'clock, the wind came up out of the north about 20, 25 miles an hour.
Yeah, yesterday morning, yeah.
Yeah. Did that happen over there, too?
No, we had some, we had like a northeast come up for a little bit yesterday morning with some of those storms, you know, off of Gulf and everything, but then it, you know, it laid back down, so.
Yeah.
It didn't keep blowing, just blew for a little while.
Yeah, I think everybody caught fish yesterday. That wind, that rain stayed offshore, and they didn't get any showers till late in the afternoon.
Yeah, all those bill fishermen in that Lone Star shootout, they just they hung in there yesterday and caught some more fish offshore. A few marlin caught yesterday, one white, and I don't know how many sails, but they were doing their thing.
The weather doesn't stop them. They go.
No, not with the boats they're running, buddy. I wouldn't back down from anything, except maybe a hurricane. But
I'll pass myself, but whatever.
You watch that ridiculous game last night? What is it, Mickey, with the Oakland A's? We cannot. I mean, they got our number. They always have. Did you see that? What that rookie did last night, Nick Kurtz?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he was playing college ball last year. He had only had a 6-hit game. I mean, he broke records. I mean, all time for baseball. 4 home runs. You know, he had a double. He had a single, and I forget how many. I think he scored, you know, total bases to over 20 or better. I mean, unbelievable.
Pretty big boy, too.
Yeah, he is. Boy, I wish we had him. Man.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with the A's, but every time we play them, we have a problem.
They're the farm system for everybody in the big leagues, man. They come up with all these great young players, and they make money off of them.
Yeah.
Trading them, selling them.
We can't complain about the Astros, man. Nope. You know, we've had some good entertainment. The Astros have been great all year long.
They have.
And, I don't know how they can hold up. But, you know,
well,
there's a lot of good competition. A lot of good competition.
You know, they're basically a minor league club right now for the most part.
We need winning. We need a couple of major league pitchers is what we need.
Well, supposedly they're all rehabbing, trying to come back. So,
yeah,
Gusto, he didn't have it last night. Man, I'm looking at radar. It's still not going to get my house. It's going to go just north of me. Unbelievable.
You didn't get any rain yesterday?
Heck no. I got a 15-second shower. Stupid. No, a big one just built up, and it's covered all of East Bay, and it's coming across Smith Point and going right up the north end of Trinity. It's going to miss Umbrella Point by about a mile. That's they named that point right that I live on, Umbrella Point.
Never rained. No doubt. That's this funny. It's always been like that.
It has.
Well, the way these weathermen are nowadays, it's liable to rain 100% today. You never know. Yeah.
Well, somebody's going to get 100% if it rains on them. That'll be right.
That's right.
Man. But
looks like we've got a good stretch of lighter winds next week. So.
Well, hopefully so, man. That wind hung on forever this year.
Oh, man. It looks like it's taking getting into August to get some calm conditions. And then when you get to August and September, your booking slow down because it's so damn hot, you know.
Right, school's starting back.
And it's really good, great fishing months.
Yeah. It's just a matter of getting the trips to go.
That's right.
So true.
But it slows down for everybody.
It does.
Yeah. But we'll get back at it next week, and got some pretty good fishermen, and our bays right, are John. Full of fish, you know. We got plenty of fish. And
they are.
Need some weather.
Yeah. We just need the right elements.
That's
all
it.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come brave the elements and cut a drift or make a wade with you, how do they get a hold of you, Charlie?
Cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, bud. Charlie, have a good weekend. Rest up and get ready for another run.
You too, Mickey. Take care.
All right, buddy. See you. All right. It's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.